meiner Haut fest wie Duki Wille, sind seit Quentin keine Identität. Wie sollte es denn nennen in einer weißen Welt?
You may have never heard of the musician Dezo Daw, but the German-born rapper, whose real name is Dennis Cuspert, was a veteran of the European hip-hop scene. That was before 2010, when he quit the business and eventually made his way to Syria, where he joined the Islamic State as a recruiter, fighter, and propagandist. In October, U.S. officials declared Cuspert dead after a coalition airstrike near Raqqa, ISIS's self-declared capital. But after a profile of the ex-rapper came out in the magazine The Fader, the Pentagon backtracked. Turns out the pop star of jihad survived. Amos Barshad wrote the article in The Fader, and he joins us now. Amos, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit more about Dennis Cuspert when he was still rapping and going by the moniker Dezo Dog. Who was he then?
Well, he was a member of the Berlin scene, and it was a kind of a fair-sized scene. He wasn't necessarily the most distinguished or the most famous. He was kind of just, you know, a core part of it. I think he kind of knew everyone. Everyone knew him. He put out some stuff that was kind of reminiscent of a lot of 90s American hip hop. To my eyes, it looked, you know, like he was probably a big fan of Wu-Tang and Mobb Deep. And specifically Tupac as well. He kind of named one of his albums a German translation of a Tupac album called All Eyes on Me. So he wasn't, you know, you didn't look at him and say that he was necessarily doing something different or interesting. You could really tell that he was trying to carry forth a certain tradition that American hip hop fans would be very familiar with. But of course, rapping in German.
Yeah, and he was one of the few Berlin rappers to own the sort of hard knock gangster persona. He was in and out of jail. He was in a street gang in Kreuzberg, a once rough section of Berlin. Here's the song Willkommen in meiner Welt, which is Welcome to My World.
Willkommen in meiner Welt voll Hass und Blut. Ich schreibe Zeit für meine Kinder und das mit Blut. In einer Welt, wo man nicht mehr weiß, was der nächste Tag bringt. Kinder seelen weinen leise, wenn der schwarze Engel singt. Willkommen in meiner Welt.
The video for this song combines gangster imagery you'd see in an American rap video, you know, in the 90s, but there's also scenes of him praying. What do we know about when he converted to Islam, Amos?
It's unclear. I mean, he's had interviews throughout his music career, and at certain times he claimed that he was a Muslim from birth. At other times, it seemed more like in the mid 2000s, 2007, 2008. You know, by the time this song comes out, for sure, he becomes more and more of a regular goer to mosques and a regular, you know, praying and attending to all the Muslim traditions.
What did you find out about how and when he joined up with the Islamist terrorists of ISIS?
It's kind of a, you know, convoluted story, as you can imagine. You know, you don't just wake up one day and head to Syria.
Or jump on a plane to ISIS land, yeah.
Yeah. So he started off having some interactions with an imam in Berlin called Pierre Vogel, who was of the Salafist tradition. And this stuff was posted online. And then soon thereafter, he starts an organization called Milatu Ibrahim, which was, you know, a small group kind of dedicated to online propaganda. And then eventually in 2013 is when he finally leaves Germany. He's in Egypt for a bit. He joins up with a different group kind of allied with ISIS. And eventually he declares his oath to ISIS in like 2014.
Then for ISIS, he becomes a recruiter using online propaganda. And he makes music singing these nasheeds or Islamic devotional songs. Let's take a listen.
An euch Feinde Allahs, wo bleiben eure Truppen? Wir können euch kaum erwarten. Vernichte sie Allah, lass uns über sie siegen. Nimm von uns in Ehren, nimm von uns in Blut. Fisabili.
Nasheeds are traditionally positive songs about Islam, but these are very different. In this song, he says, enemies of Allah, we want your blood. It tastes so wonderful. In another video, he appears to be holding up a severed head of a man he claims he executed. Kind of twisted nasheeds, yeah?
That's the interesting thing. Obviously, most, you know, Muslims would totally disagree with even the use of nasheeds by the Islamic State, that they're totally perverting the idea of what they are traditionally, and even using the term is completely incorrect. But that is, you know, the ISIS propaganda arm, they kind of co-opt that term, you know, for their own ends. And of course, it has nothing to do with what traditionally a nasheed is.
The Pentagon claimed he was killed in an airstrike. Tell us how you found out he was, in fact, alive and well and still working for ISIS.
There had been some rumors online from various jihadist watchers, and there was a Berlin intelligence authority that had claimed that they couldn't confirm his death. So the speculation was running. And then I reached back out to the Pentagon, kind of half assuming that they would just confirm their previous reports. And then they let me know that they'd actually updated their intelligence, that he was, as far as they could tell, not killed in October 2015, that he had survived that airstrike and was presumably still alive in Syria.
Do we think he's back in Raqqa making videos again, or don't we know?
That'll be, we'll just have to wait and see. So far, he hasn't reemerged, which could, maybe he's injured, maybe other situations have arisen, but it's hard to say right now.
Amos Barshad of The Fader speaking to us about Dennis Cuspert, also called Dezo Dog, the German rapper turned ISIS terrorist and jihadist propagandist. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.